like threatening us and all. We're just like, what the fuck? Really?
Oh shit, we rolling?
What?
Band room.
What?
Band room.
That's not right. We're not supposed to be recording right now. We always record after this.
What? Jay, we're smoking, dude.
Well, you know, he's Bogarting it now.
Hey, what is up, y'all? I'm Michael Collin. This is the band room. We got Big Squish in the building. Dill here.
Big Squish.
Tom the billionaire. What's up, Tom?
Yes.
How y'all doing?
That's Tom of Facebook and Tom of the shoe company.
Thank you, y'all, for joining us. We're just happy you're here. We got some topics to go in on. This is Funny Talk from Artist in the Studio. This is the Bam Room Podcast.
Yeah.
Download it, share it. This is episode 10, huh? Double digits?
I believe we are on episode 10.
It's actually 11. We have this mysterious ghost missing episode that I'm just going to forever talk about as the lost original episode. We might have to try to recreate it. It was amazing, amazing theater. Blowing people's minds. But what's up, man? We had a... We were kind of getting in a...
Do
a
not
little...
shit on my house.
We were talking about LMO, LMFAO, whatever. Wiggle, 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 wiggle. Them boys.
Yeah,
sexy,
yeah. Like
and
said,
I know it.
Don't shit on my house.
Dill says for them to not shit on your house. That they're shitting on the rave culture. They're shitting on just... You talk about it better, dude.
Yeah, well, this is how I see it.
I think they're just kind of funny, but whatever.
Yeah, I mean, funny, yes. As far as being, like, the greatest artist or being a great artist, I would have to say no.
Totally agree with that.
Simply because their satire has actually angered people, so the message wasn't delivered properly. It's his fault as a musician for not delivering his music properly. Hey, that's my biggest fault.
I will say, dude, they hit a level of hit and musical stardom that not everyone's able to reach, dude. They are... hit stadium status. They hit like real hit status, like shit that grandmas and kids and babies and old ladies were singing and dancing to. Like,
hey, you know,
there's artists that are in the Hall of Fame and have been making music for 50 years and have never come close to the type of fame and fucking just notoriety and exposure and plays that they were getting, dude.
Look,
and they're
man,
still getting, dude. They actually made some
way.
Hits that still get played, dude.
There's a
and
bunch,
I don't even think they're that great, dude.
There's
like,
a bunch of mini musical Hitlers, all right? That's all
you
I...
just dropped Hitler on him, dude.
No. I did not say Hitler. I said musical Hitlers. So in reference
Hitler.
To what Hitler did...
Is Wonder Boy playing?
Yes.
Shout out to fucking
Tenacious
everybody
D.
involved with that. But all right, back to Hitler.
Musical Hitler. Completely fucking different, Mike. You can't just throw it out like that.
Don't shit on my house, dude.
Don't shit on my house, Mike. What I'm trying to say is...
I think I know the title of this episode.
If someone came into your house and took a shit, you wouldn't be too happy, right?
They better keep it in the toilet.
So when I'm listening
to
some house music that actually has got a good vibe, but then it turns out like...
A wiggle, 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 wiggle.
I thought
like, wiggle, 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 wiggle.
This music was happy, that it wouldn't hurt anybody, and guess what?
I'm sexy, yeah,
and
I know it.
It did. And there's music that's out there,
dude,
that does it.
You really didn't wake up at least one day jamming I'm sexy and I'm knowing it and just fucking shaking your cock all around the house, dude.
Okay.
I'm sexy, yeah, not
right.
Know
you
it.
Know what, Mike?
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Mike,
and fucking go slap your chick in the face at least once with a fucking half-hard cock, dude.
You
like,
can play
tell me you did that at least once, dude.
You can play this off as if I hate these guys. But the reality is, it's not me who hates them. They got enough people who hate them. I'm just recognizing both sides. So what I have to say on that level is, there is one song by them that I will always listen to.
I'm
I will
in Miami,
fucking
bitch.
Even play it at a club. And it's Yes. That song is so good.
Which one?
The song Yes.
Sing it, dude.
Have you seen Key and Peele's version?
See, Key and Peele, geniuses. I love those guys, dude.
They made fun of one of their songs. I forget which one it was exactly.
I think my favorite skit from them is still... football team names, dude. Amazing.
I don't know, but the rhythm of it starts off as I dive in my pool, I try to be humble as I do the breaststroke through an underground tunnel or some shit.
Dancing in here.
And then he's all, you know, you come up to a hot tub with some, you know, bitches with some suds on their booties, you know? Like, yes, I'm party rocking, yes.
Nice.
You know, kind of shit. It's, bang, you know, typical Red Roof stuff.
What, but, Party Rocket?
But the reality
is... Hey, they are dumb, dude. I'm not... I don't want to sit there and just stand music, up for them all night,
but
dude,
obviously where they're going now...
They're fucking clowns, dude.
It hit home to some people, yeah, on a bad front. On a bad front.
I will say, my kids were singing their songs. So, if it broke through to the elementary schools, into stadiums, hey, that's... I give them respect for that, dude.
That's
they
cool,
least,
man.
They at least made a track well enough, even if that's their only hits
My
ever.
My problem
dude.
Is if well, that's yeah. educating
we want our kids
the
to hear
children
I'm sexy
of our youth.
And I know it.
You know,
that, well, it's probably more the party rock.
What
one.
Happens?
Party rock is in the house. That one, dude. That shit was fucking everywhere.
Yeah,
dude.
No, there's no hiding from that one.
You
I
can't hear a commercial. You can't turn your radio on. You can't turn TV on. You can't go to a football game, basketball game, softball game, fucking strip club, fucking elementary school, HEB, dude. You couldn't go to the damn store, dude. That song was on everywhere.
All sponsored by the government.
What
and
what
the
is
government.
The song?
Fucking controls everything, so I'm
Here
not
comes
sure.
No,
boom.
It controls everything
and
it, you
dude,
just name.
His dad is a fucking label exec or whatever, dude, so I know if his daddy wasn't already in the business making money, none of that shit would ever even got out. So, it's still a fucking total politic, fucking blowjob, fucking Illuminati game, so I totally feel you on that. Like, you gotta fucking sell your soul to the system to get out. Well, that's my point of view, so that's all
yeah,
on me,
either
dude.
Buy in or
that's
you sell
how I feel,
out.
Dude, and that's all my opinion. This is Band Room. We are funny talk from artists in the studio. Sometimes artisans. Sometimes we gotta blow
Daniel
your mind
son.
With fucking
Daniel.
Wisdom.
Wax on.
But we speak
on,
our mind, dude. This is like the barbershop. This is the modern day barbershop, dude. You go to the barbershop and talk shit. That's what we do here. We're just talking shit.
Mike, people go to the barbershop to get
LMFAO, dude. But you gotta talk
yeah,
shit
all,
right
that's
there,
the only
dude.
Thing we do not have.
Well, again, so this is the modern day. Back in the
we,
day,
we will have
people
it,
go to
it,
this shop and chop it up.
Coming.
Barbershop is actually coming to the studio.
Hey, Mitzi,
coming
hey,
soon
Mitzi's
to
gonna
you.
Start giving me ball fades up in this bitch.
Whoa, what?
It's called a bald fade.
Yes.
It's where there's no hair on the back and the sides. Do what you want to the
I've
top,
had it.
Just make it smooth.
I think you've seen it. I've had it.
I was laughing because it came off like ball.
Yeah, I know you did.
I don't know how
balls.
I feel about Mitzi
hey,
shaving my cousin.
If we're going to talk
balls.
Private parts, it's
balls.
All titty time, dude. We have had too much cock talk already.
Already. We have hit a limit.
I want to go on a fucking just a jihad to only breastises and other female parts.
How did jihad at all come into that sentence? Like, does it actually have a point or play?
Yes. No.
I'm on
no.
a bias.
It doesn't.
Bias, dude.
I would
it's,
say no.
I want to only talk
Am
about
I
that
being
stuff.
Am I biased? Because I don't understand.
Hey, are we off LMFAO? Because I wanted to go in on Kim K's ass real quick,
Wait,
dude.
No.
Before we go in on anything all right, else, dude. Because
right.
that's
hey,
another
whoa.
Government conspiracy, dude.
How is that not how is that titties, though?
Kim K's ass? Sure, she showed her tits, too. She let it all. You ain't seen, dude?
No, I'm just saying.
She let it all go,
no, I'm just
dude.
Talking. I'm yep. just saying strictly her ass. How's
she let
that titties?
It all go. Well, because that was my favorite photo
okay, okay.
of the group.
Okay.
Yeah,
was
okay.
the one of the oily, onion-looking ass.
Okay.
So I was going to speak on it more than
right
the others.
There.
But I'm guessing you've seen everyone in the world has seen at this point.
No.
Oh, well, yeah. I recommend at least checking them out.
No, I'm all right. She looks too fake and plastic.
Feel you? I'm
the
fine
only
with that.
Reason that
and
is,
she looks fake and plastic in
the
photo. The
only reason that is because I'm also very young.
It's like a modern
mannequin,
I'm not
attracted
dude.
To a fucking gnarly-looking cougar like that.
Is I'm more... Really? Oh, come on, dude. Don't go all ages on me now, dude. You're going to be old way quicker than you think, dude. Age, you ain't that old. She ain't that old.
Bro,
you ain't old
seen...
till you at least getting Social
Bro.
Security checks, dude.
Bro.
And even then, I don't think
Bro.
You're that old.
Bro.
Like, it's all in your
Bro.
Mind, dude.
Bro.
Like, bruh. I was 21 yesterday.
Stop looking at these
Shit
American
quick,
fucking
dude.
plastic oriental changing women and start looking at real women.
Oh, I do. I prefer real women.
Fucking
well, see, again, that's why I'm glad
and...
we're having this talk.
You know,
I'm glad. I like where this is going.
You should look at your wife.
I do.
Okay.
Exactly.
You're telling me you want to go fuck Kim Kardashian over
no,
your wife?
No, I'm not. That's not what I said at
okay.
all.
Okay.
My wife's ass is way better than Kim Kardashian's.
Okay.
And it's all
Fact.
Real, dude. Fact,
all
dude.
Real.
And that's why I'm glad we're having this talk. Because that's why I want to bring. I don't get why everything has to be fake to be hot. I'm not saying she doesn't look good, because she does look good, dude. It would be dumb to say
no,
she don't look
no,
good, dude.
The pictures,
but it's totally fake, dude. It's like I said, it's like looking at a mannequin. It's like
Mike,
looking at
Mike,
a robot. You ever seen
no,
the real
Mike,
sex HBO
down.
With
Mike,
the fake robot?
Mike,
that gives you
Mike, calm down. calm down, Mike.
That's what
Tom,
she looks like.
I need yes. you to come in from your expertise of MySpace. Now, there was this giant thing that used to happen. the MySpace angles. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No.
Oh, Tom. Well, that Come explains on. It because your profile picture you stuck, was not an angle. It was very straightforward
you
and on.
You stuck with the thumbs for looked, so damn long,
Yeah,
dude.
Man, you
yeah.
looked pretty creepy for 10 years. Yeah. Oh, the signature
Oh,
look.
Yeah, yeah. God. We need to get video of this
The
pod,
MySpace
dude.
Angles Just is seeing when those somebody, skinny mind, or dude. Fat, or actually who is looks good, angles their picture to alter their appearance to the public. So when you actually meet these people in public, they look nothing like their profile picture.
Photoshop,
so you're saying, so you're saying they're cheating.
MySpace angles, bro.
Dude,
that's what they're called.
Have you ever seen a magazine at the checkout?
So now that you know what I'm talking about, could you please explain to Mr. MC here how Kim Kardashian
I'm a photographer, bro.
Could be
Trust me, I know.
somewhat appealing to the public who has no ideas to the tricks and tips that they're using to make yeah. all this look that appealing
Let's
to whoever does find that appealing?
It's called plastic surgery.
What?
Possibly.
Which, that's it. That's
which
it.
Which is where I wanted
that's
this
all,
to go.
That's
it's
all you 50-50
say. Sometimes.
That's
all
why
you
I was
say.
Hoping y'all get to on. Dude, why does everybody want to be fake, dude?
Nip tuck.
You think so, dude?
I
can't just blame it on one thing.
No,
so
I'm not blaming
that's
on
good,
them.
That's a
I
part.
I think they educated them, because check it out. Some plastic surgery is not bad.
Again, TV show, though. It's fake,
dude, my nose, if I was to get plastic surgery, I'd probably breathe
Why do
better.
You need to get, well,
I'd probably
okay,
breathe better.
If you need to breathe better, if you need to walk better, if you need to, like, be alive better, I get it. But if you just want your tits, ass, dick, nose,
if it's for looks,
ear, bigger,
if
smaller,
it's for looks,
like,
then no.
Yeah,
no.
But if it's a
health
concern,
Mike,
I totally get it.
Mike,
dude.
Let's say your wife has another child, right?
Uh-huh.
Let's say her boobs sag a fucking foot and a half.
Uh-huh.
We're talking a foot and a half.
Around
bro.
Where my balls are sagging?
Yeah.
Okay, after another child.
But they are big and they're awesome.
Uh-huh.
Right? So what happens when she gets plastic surgery to resupple them, to make them smaller, but get them
if
back to their usual
she
shape?
She feels like
but
she needs
be
to shrink
more
them down.
No, time out.
To not hurt her back or
Hypothetical,
to feel better.
Your wife will never reach
I would support
that hypothetically.
Dude.
All I'm saying is, you're telling me she wanted to get a
way.
Breast reduction to simply resupple and shape the breast
yeah.
to ultimately be your fucking toy?
I'm not really with it. As awesome as it sounds in theory, and it would be fun, to me, I guess if you got money to blow it, whatever. I feel like there's
Man,
better uses to your money, dude.
You don't
I just
even
feel
have
like
to
there's better use to your money,
why don't
dude,
you
to
see
me.
It, why don't you see it like this? Let's say it's not
like
your wife, it's someone else's wife. They want it. They said, I got a lot of weight here. It's hurting my back.
That's why I would say, if
I
it's hurting your back, do it,
well,
dude. Health
okay.
issue, again, if it, I support it 100%.
That's what he's saying. If it's,
give me any kind of health reason,
yes.
and I'll got you back. I got
exactly.
you back, dude. But if it's just strictly, because my thing is, you're never going to satisfy your lust and greed to make your looks perfect, because there's no way to do that. Like, you're going to end up killing yourself, turning into a robot, driving yourself crazy. Like, you're going to hit a point where you can't save yourself.
Cooper,
and you wasted your life trying to make yourself better instead of being happy. Like, you got to be happy
Cooper.
With who you are, dude, is my thing. Like, dude, I'm getting older. You think I want to lose my hair and get gray and be slower and heavier, dude? Like, I don't know. It's part of life, though, dude. Like, you take it all with you. Like, eat better, exercise more, and just be appreciative of what you got, bro. Like, yeah. That's why I don't really smoke them cigs, you know?
Since you can't see it right now, Dylan's over
He's
here
going hard
being
on
a robot.
Sucking on that bag like it ain't. But that's just my mentality.
Do not hate me.
Now he's getting all violent. Hey, but I'm just saying, I'm
it's
not going to lie,
music.
Dude. Especially as a younger kid, I looked at a lot of porn, so fake tits looked great. I'm not going to lie,
but
they're
they
fake,
were
dude.
Resuppled in
they're
shape,
fake,
man.
Dude. Like, at the same time, real ones always look better no matter the size, even
Fact.
Small ones, dude.
Fact.
Even the smallest tits in the world that are just ant bites on muscles look better than fake tits to me, dude. Like, I will always prefer a real ass over fake ass. A real face over a fake face. Like, I don't like makeup at all, dude. I don't wear jewelry, dude. I'm just, I don't get the whole fake mentality, dude. I'm just, to me, I'm about being real, dude. Like, sure, put on clothes. Sure, take care of yourself.
Mike,
like,
are you becoming a nudist?
You know what? If it wasn't 32 degrees outside right now, I wouldn't be wearing this sweater and pants. But I could see myself accepting a nudist type lifestyle. I like walking around nude in my house, dude. Like,
nothing wrong with that.
Who don't like sleeping naked or fucking showering or having sex? Exactly. The health benefits are incredible, dude. Like, we're the only species that wears something on top of their epidermis.
Not true.
On a constant level, dude. Like, everyone else is just...
to open-minded subjects.
But who else puts something on their skin? Like, a turtle is born with a shell. A bear grows its fur. Like, a dolphin just swims, dude.
Its skin.
That's what I'm saying. We shed our skin, dude. Like we're the only species that wears something on top
so
of our
bodies. So you're saying
bodies.
That we're basically all of them in one?
At least evolved.
We grow our fur.
We grow fur.
We shed our skin.
And we put stuff on top of ourselves.
Yes.
And we have natural protection.
Bam.
Hey, we do it all. It's the human race. It's a beautiful thing, dude. That's what we bring you here, dude. Beauty. This is the band room. We want to open up your mind. We all got different opinions. We ain't got to agree. You probably don't agree with us. And that's what's great about what we do. This is just, we're bringing up topics that people think about no matter what they are. No matter what they are. And we want to talk about them with you. So
yes,
hit us up.
And here's the
band
next
room podcast.
Subject.
Bring up what you want us to hear us talk about. You can join the show. Talk about it with us. What
dip
you got? What
it?
You got for him, Dil?
What you mean?
What's the next topic?
Next
you
topic?
Hit him with another one,
dude? Yeah, I was telling you.
Oh, yeah.
So anyways, Raver Plague. That's one hell of a thing.
Raver Plague.
It's resurfaced what? Lately as the mainstream goes. I don't know if y'all saw the, I think it was the EDC picture of the girl snorting Molly off another girl's pussy.
No, I have not seen that.
Straight up in the crowd. It's like this chick pulls her skirt up and it's like all twat open and the girl's fucking snorting Molly off of her fucking twat. You know, cheers.
And see, that's where...
The Raver Plague spreads again.
Hey, do what you want with your life.
What I'm talking about the Raver Plague is that this leads to what is known as zombie strippers. Mike, I believe you wanted to discuss
zombie
strippers. Zombie
strippers might need implants, dude.
What's your take on zombie strippers, man?
I'm kind of anti-zombie.
Aim for the head.
Okay,
because... strippers are fun... But it's kind of like candy, dude. You don't want a full diet of it, dude. You really only can have very small doses of it.
Well, I mean, I don't even know how you, like, would even spend time with a zombie stripper. But one thing I can tell you is...
I feel like you would want even lower dose of the zombie stripper.
Every time in a movie where they haven't shown a tit scene, they always show the dead girl's tits. So tell me, what is so appealing about the theory of a dead girl lying there with titties out?
Necrophiliac? I don't know, dude.
I don't know. Is that what the movie series are, like, trying to show us with that film? Like,
you're going
to
get the R rating anyways,
that,
dude.
That captured of fucking titties with the fucking death in her eyes.
I've never got any movie.
They just strangled
ever,
that bitch, but her titties are out! Oh!
Show the tits, yeah.
No, that's terrible. I don't think I can agree with that.
I mean, in any movie, dude. I mean, from the live folk. You're gonna have a movie advertising tit in the whole damn preview. At least fucking show it in the movie, dude.
Okay.
You wouldn't go see a sports movie without a fucking sports fucking play in the movie, dude.
True.
Like, you wouldn't go see a cartoon that was fucking not cartoon. Like, I don't know. Like, you're gonna advertise tits, fucking show what you're advertising, dude. Like, there was a stripper movie that came out. It was PG-13, dude. How do you even make a stripper movie PG? Like, why? How does that even get... pass through to
the
studio,
there's a
dude.
A stripper movie that's PG-13?
Seriously, dude, explain that to me, dude.
What, are you talking about Magic
what?
Mike?
I don't know what it... Nah, they get down in that, dude.
I don't even know what that rating is.
That's a good hardcore...
That's the only stripper movie that comes to my head right now.
There's been plenty of them, dude. I can't think of the names, but there's a lot of movies like to advertise with a cleavage for 90 minutes. And then they never show anything.
Fact.
Just like, make an actual movie or show actual tits. Like, why this in between? Like,
Because it sends you to websites.
But that's why I give it to them then, dude.
It redirects
like,
you.
We sit through your fucking 2-hour crap fest. At least give us a treat with the fucking shit that you
Mike,
just fucking
you
threw all over our
all
house,
the people
dude.
That need to see tits in the theater when they don't show tits?
Dude... To be honest, if I'm going to see a movie, I don't need to see tits. I'd rather just see a good movie. I can watch a porn if I need to see tits. I can look at my damn fucking wife. I need to see fucking tits, dude. I see plenty of tits. But don't advertise tits if you're not going to show them. Like, just cut that out of the preview
so Mike,
and the trailer,
every time
dude,
a woman
like,
walks past you with a low-cut shirt, You're telling me they should. You're gonna
there's
walk
a level
them.
Of low, dude. So here, there's a level of low, dude. Here's, nah, dude. There's a level.
In Mike's life walking downtown. Hey, man, how's it going? All right, Ralph, what's up? What's up, dog? How's it going? Girl, show me your titties. What?
Naked, bitch.
Excuse me? Get naked, bitch.
Say, girl.
What do you mean?
Dude, no. It's a level, dude.
No, like, you're telling...
It's
you're
a line,
no.
dude. You can cross a line, sorry, dude. Man. There's a level of acceptable cleavage, and there's a level of you're being a whore showing your tits.
Man.
Really? You don't, there's not a difference to you, dude. Really?
You're telling me if you do a
wet...
Because
we might have to get some photo
you're
proof, dude.
You're telling me
dude,
if you're at a wet
podcast,
t-shirt
dude.
Contest, you're not actually you're, there to okay. see tits?
If you're at a wet t-shirt contest, the shirt should come off at some point. That's just my opinion, dude.
I agreed.
There you go, dude. Exactly, dude. Like, really? What else are we here for, guys? What else are we here for, guys?
Because you're helping these young girls get through college.
Or just buy drugs.
Or help our events while seeing boobs with girls who want to show their boobs to y'all while spraying water on them. It's not that bad.
Titty time!
Titty time.
Titty time.
Dude, we might have to wrap this up on titty time, dude. Thank y'all for joining us.
Yep.
This podcast has steered in all sorts of directions.
You're right. It's been mildly hot. In the band
room.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Because this cold
hot,
weather.
Hot in the band room. Thank y'all for joining us. I am Michael Collin, DJMCTV.com. That is Squish over there, Dill, the billionaire Tom. We are getting down. Band Room Podcast. We love y'all.
Peace.
Later.